Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, March 1st. There was a community meeting at Paonia Town Hall last night to discuss the water emergency in town, and it was standing room only. Hundreds of Paonia water users, both in and out of town, came to hear Town Administrator Ken Knight give an update on the current situation and talk about conservation tips during the water shutdown. Town staff also took comments about what people need right now to help get through the crisis. Citizens were standing in the hallway and crowded into the community room, many of them sitting on the floor and filling aisles between rows of chairs, which were all full. The first thing people wanted to know is when will water service be restored to all 27 water companies outside of town, as well as to the areas inside of town limits that have had their water turned off. Help came this week from the state of Colorado, which dispatched manpower and resources to help the town of Paonia and Delta County. Ken Knight spoke with KVNF News after the meeting and said that there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Fortunately, we had KCK from the State Water Resources up and helped us inspect all of our springs. We did find we had water loss, and we tracked that down and found where we had a break in one of the raw water lines. That has been repaired. We are now releasing water from Rober Reservoir and pumping into our raw water distribution system. So we should be making water all night. I'll have a report in the morning on what kind of gains we did, hopefully. And as long as that's happening, as long as we're making gains, as long as we're producing water, people who currently do not have water may start seeing water pressure come back this weekend. I'm not making promises to anybody, but we should have on Monday all the systems repressurized. They will still be on a boil water notice. Then we will do all the necessary state tests, flush the system to make sure any potential contaminant, not that we think there's any contamination, but any potential contaminant has been flushed out. We will do the test, send them to the lab. The state will then tell us whether we can lift the boil water notices. And then we start the next phase, which is making sure, doing the after event report and making sure this doesn't happen again.
To summarize, Knight hopes all water users will have water restored by this coming Monday. Some water users will get service returned earlier than that, but he's hoping all of them will have some kind of service by Monday. When that water comes back on, it is important to remember that the boil water notice will still be in effect. Several state and county agencies had representatives at the special meeting Thursday night. Drew Peterson, Western Region Field Manager for the Colorado Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, was there to talk about how the state can help during the emergency. The process began when the town of Paonia declared an emergency last week, and then the Delta County Commissioners declared a local emergency on Tuesday. Here's how Peterson explained it to KVNF News.
The town of Paonia asked the county, and then the county goes ahead and declares an emergency. In this case, the county declared more of an administrative emergency. And what that does for both the town and the county is it frees up, it's their ability to enact their emergency policies, which lets them do things like procure resources faster, is one of the big things. It lets them hold meetings with elected officials without the 48 hours notification, because obviously if we had to wait 48 hours for every decision to be made in an emergency, it would be too long and we'd get sort of stuck there. From a state perspective, you know, we always provide technical assistance. And that right now, most of what we're providing is technical assistance. So it would be provided regardless of whether there was a county emergency or not. The resources that have been requested thus far have been filled locally for the most part. We have a team up at the state that's been sourcing various pieces of equipment or services that have been hard to find locally. But thus far, it really has been more just help from the state EOC sourcing equipment and services.
The state EOC that Peterson spoke of is the Emergency Operations Center, which is on call at all times during an emergency to provide services, manpower, and money for county and local relief efforts. The state also dispatched an incident management team to help coordinate all the different agencies.
Right now, there's probably 5 people at this point actually physically sitting up there in support of what we're doing, should we need anything at this point in time. And the state EOC generally is in just a monitor status. They did increase their status for this, specifically for this incident. I know there are some costs associated with the incident management team that are going to be coming up. I believe those costs will be covered by the state. That's a discussion that's still ongoing, but I'm confident that, you know, one way or another, the team is staying till the team is not needed anymore. So that's something that, you know, the state is bringing to bear immediately. And, you know, we're going to make sure you have that resource until you don't need it. And then, you know, some of the discussions out of tonight, if it's outside of the capability of the town and the county, we will go ahead and, you know, figure out how to make it happen.
As we've covered on the regional newscast throughout the past week, the town's 2 water storage units were drained after a break in the main line and after a boil notice was in effect for 5 days last week. Raw water from the springs that fill the storage units was flowing at about 25% of normal, not nearly enough to keep up with demand. State inspectors were at the springs yesterday and will continue to be working to help figure out how to get more water to the tanks. Also, Delta County Commissioner Mark Rober and Lamborn Ranch helped the town gain access to Rober Reservoir. Water is being siphoned out of that body into the storage tanks, helping bolster the town's water reserves. Over the weekend, it is important for Paonia water users that have service to continue conserving. Don't do small loads of laundry. Try not to leave your water running. Limit shower use. Do everything you can to conserve water. And after water service is returned, make sure you boil all water you consume. Don't assume that the boil water notice is lifted until you hear directly from town officials that say so. And hopefully by Monday of next week or Tuesday at the latest, most water users will be back in service. Stay tuned to KVNF News for developments as they occur. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, March 1st. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening.